Yeah, like we all got our, like, just spot. Well, I say we all gone.
I was crying.
I shed a tear. And so people are like, well, if you're crying, why do you leave?
How much notice did you have of going back in?
Less than 24 hours.
What?
People who'd be like, how's it going? But they're seeing you naked, like, more like.
Welcome to Home I Drink. So today, our guests are so fresh out of the villa. I can't believe it's only been 4 weeks now, just about. But they are Irish sweethearts. Connor and Megan, they found their way back to each other after Megan was dumped and gave us all the gossip inside the villa, outside the villa, life before the villa, and their future plans together and separate as well. But we're so excited to have them on, and I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Connor and Megan, welcome to Home I Drink.
Thank you.
Oh, we're so excited to have you on. I love the one mic situation.
I know.
Given like we were saying, like a diss track ready to happen.
It's like a kiss cam. We do a live show. We just make everyone kiss. A bit odd.
We're like, hopefully that's not your brother. So you obviously both are fresh off this year's Love Island, which is so exciting. How long has it been since you're out?
I think it's, what day is it today? The 5th. It's been just over a month, I think. Yeah, which is crazy.
It's been mental since coming out.
Crazy.
Zero to 100, yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah.
Are you living off like no sleep?
Yeah, because you get no sleep in there anyway, so like your body clock is wired. Like,
true.
I feel like I'm...
I can't believe they do the whole like you don't know what time it is. Yeah. Now. Would fuck my head up.
Same.
From what like we're at.
Yeah.
It'd be the middle of the night and you think it's like a little bit earlier on.
Well, you can kind of get a, you can kind of judge it with the sun because you can kind of see how that.
Like, you're all trying to be cavemen.
6 o'clock. But yeah, you can kind of judge it. Like, so I think the sun would go down around like 10 or so like that. So like we'd normally go in to get ready around just before the sun went down. And then when you come out, we go out at probably about 12 o'clock, I'd say. Like, that's what we think anyway, but we've no idea. So we're getting to bed about 4 or 5, I'd say.
When I got dumped, 4 or 5? It was 4:30 in the morning. And then you have to stay out there and do, like, interviews after sun and all.
What time do you sleep in at in the morning, do you think? Like, how many hours
I think, I've no idea now, but what some of the people are saying was they have a certain amount of hours that they need to give us a week, but they vary it. Like, so sometimes we could get like maybe less, 9, sometimes we could get 6, you know what I mean? So that's how they do it. Yeah.
Do you think the sleep deprivation is the reason for some of the drama? I would be cranky, bitch.
Probably,
I would be so cranky.
Yeah. God, no, it probably is, like, to be honest. Like,
the day we got dumped, you were up at the crack of dawn.
Yeah. The day we probably had about 5 hours sleep, I'd say, like, we had to leave to go out to the market or something and, like, pick, like, do gifts and stuff that. Yeah, but we'd only 4 or 5 hours sleep. We weren't allowed to shower, we weren't allowed to eat. And then we were just, like, recording, like, our walks down the street and stuff like that. And then we came back. They had a spa day, the girls. So we came back and they were like, yeah, guys, you all wait out in the sun. The girls are going in for a sleep. And so I was raging, like, so I was freaking out. So things like that, yeah. So if she was to speak to me in that moment, we probably would have had a fight.
You probably had that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then when you got dumped and came out, like, what is that like? You literally, you're in, like, a hole for a while, aren't you? Mm. For a few days. But then after that, like, your phone, getting your phone back, what's that like?
And
your
DM. You did it twice.
Yeah, you done it twice.
Yeah, second time I got my phone back, I was like, grand. And then I was like, come on, talk to me.
Oh my God. Like, so you're used to it. Yeah.
It was mad for me, because I'd been like nearly 8 weeks without any contact with the outside world or like my friends, family, seeing my phone. So yeah, it was mad. And like you feel, because everyone's like, people text you from the day you go in or the day you're announced until, so like, you have so many. It's not just when you get out, people text you, like, so you're looking back at all the things and stuff like that.
True.
Yeah.
You don't. I still have messages.
You don't. There's like, just a red, like, triple digit number above every app.
Yeah. So you think, you know, the way you're not allowed posts now while you're in there, like, no one's allowed to take over your Instagram. Yeah. Do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah.
Definitely. For, like, hate wise and stuff, like,
Because you wouldn't want your ma to be running your account. Not that you'd, like, probably leave your ma on child account, but.
Not
like, imagine, know how to.
Imagine it's, like, someone in your family and you're getting slated. Like, they don't need to be reading. No.
But that's the thing, because your friends and family feel protective of you. So they, every time they see something online, all my friends are commenting on it, hitting back, and I'm like, bullies, stop.
Yeah.
You're making it worse.
It's hard because they feel protective.
Yeah, exactly, though. No,
100%. They love you, like.
Yeah.
Do you ever find, like, in there you worry how you're coming across? Or, like, are you aware that people are watching it and, like, going to be judging things you say and do? Does that change what you say and do in there? Or not really?
I don't think so, because I think people are always going to have an opinion anyways. Yeah. I mean, you know quite well going onto a show like that. Like, people are always going to have something to say. Like, yeah. You're literally on record 24 hours a day. Like, yeah. They could have your best and worst moment. So, not really.
I think for me, definitely for the first like week or two, I was more like, I don't want to do anything crazy because I know all my friends and family are watching. Everyone who I know is watching. I know. I'm like, I don't want to be doing like a madness or like
you don't want to be like,
but also it's like, you know, normally everyone talks shit behind people's back.
Yeah.
You'd be cautious because you're like, this is being recorded. Yeah. So like, so then, but after like 2 weeks, I was just like, fuck it. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't.
I'd be thinking of mad people who'd be watching like my old teachers.
That's it.
Yeah.
Because you never know. Yeah,
people think your friends and family or whatever. It's the people who you like half know, which is more awkward. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The people who you'd be like, how's it going? But they're seeing you naked like more like all the time and just chatting the birds. Yeah. So that's the weird part.
That's so true.
Yeah. So that's how I found like, but also as well, you can definitely see people who are like performing.
Can you?
Well, like not performing, but like it's just like you're on TV, so people are going to exaggerate the personality. You're trying to impress girls or boys, so you're going to try and be doing the most, like, you know what I mean? So it's tough to not get caught up in it, like, but it's fair enough, like, because they're on TV, like, so like some people want to stay on TV. Yeah. But
I feel like you see people all the time saying, "Oh, they're only doing that for the airtime." But like,
as you should
sometimes. Like, leave them off, like, as long as they're honest about it and being like, Yasmin came in and she was just like, I'm just gonna do my thing, you know what I mean, and I think she wants to stay on TV, she was honest with it.
But I think she's even said that in her like video before, she was like, I've slept with married men and stuff, but she said since she just like made that up she said something like that was just,
or I looked at her so
I think
different.
It was her sister said it or something, like she just was saying that for drama. It's not like it's just to make it more dramatic.
No, but like you said, I kind of love it. If you just admit it that you were...
If you own it, it's
hard. Like, fair.
Yeah. Did you get any advice off Islanders before going in that is newer?
I'm really good friends with Harriet from last year.
Yeah.
And she just kind of prepped me, not even like of what to do, but just what it was like.
Yeah, the reality of it.
Yeah, when you go in, you're like, you know quite well, it's like, what the hell? So she was like kind of just telling me like about the voice of God and all that malak and like how it works, because I had like so many questions like what to bring clothes wise and stuff.
Yeah.
Because like you're left in the dark with all that stuff.
I know. And Billy Kiss was saying loads of her stuff was like she couldn't wear because it was strobing and stuff.
Yeah. They tell you like clothes can strobe, but you don't, like you look up what strobing is. Like it's meant to be like stripes and polka dots, so it'll like play with the camera a little bit.
Yeah.
But it could be mesh and all. So like,
yeah, she was saying loads of her stuff was mesh she couldn't wear.
Literally.
Yeah.
And they do it as well. If they knew you were a bit pissed off, it, like magically your outfit would strobe, but then someone would wear it again the next week.
Oh.
And you'd be like, this has happened so many times. No. Yeah.
Your dumping was brutal. when you got dumped. And yous were coupled up at the time.
No,
we were just being like, okay, we're going to give this a go. That shook me. I think out of any moments in the season, like that was insane. What does that feel like though when you do hear your name? You have to literally run and pack your bags and go.
Yeah, no, I knew I was going. Like, the minute my name got called out on the bottom tier, I was like, that's me cooked after, like, the week I'd had.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once you get dumped, it's like, okay, say goodbye. I didn't even pack my bags because I went up to speak to you. So the girls packed everything. I had half a boot in my bag. Like, they literally got the shelf and empty it, and they were like, you deserve
it. You deserve it, pamper yourself.
Presents, like,
I think it was mad. Like, obviously, it's worse for you. But for me, I'm like,
I know you're left.
This is crazy because, like, what do I do? Like, do I leave? I've, like, only been speaking to her really for, like, 3 or 4 days.
Mm.
There's, like, 6 weeks left. So, like, we're not even sure if we're each other's person yet. So I leave. Mm. We find out next week, oh, actually, we don't get on.
Then it was a waste or something. Yeah.
But then also I'm like, I know I've sort of found what I want.
Yeah.
So it's just a thing where I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then I have to continue. And I know if I stay in, I'm the bad guy. Because I'm like, because I was crying and I shed a tear. And so people are like, well, if you're crying, why do you leave? So that's initially that one of my thoughts where I was like, okay, I'm gone. And then I was just like, okay, no, I'm smarter than this to make a decision while in the heated moment, I'll do it in the morning. And then obviously you talked to Megan and she was just like, look, I'm not dead. I'll be outside. Like, and then, so I was like, yeah, okay, cool.
Meg, did you watch it then when you came out?
For a bit, yeah. I watched, I think, up until like mid-cast and I was like, that's enough for me then. Yeah.
Is it weird watching it from like the outside?
Yeah, because like obviously
you're like,
when
they're
my
friends.
I was like, watch all my mates and tell you how ball, like they forgot about me. But obviously it's like different. You've said like since coming back, that it was different. Like, you'd talk about me all the time and they would look like to me.
But they wouldn't put it in.
See, that's the thing. Yeah, obviously, like, she's sitting at home and, like, I'm still in there doing my thing.
Yeah.
And, like, but I was, like, everyone who, all the Islanders who'd come out, they were like, oh, like, Connor keeps talking about Megan, whatever, but obviously they're not showing that.
Of course.
Mm. I was trying to talk about it on purpose. So the producers would clock and be like, let's bring her back.
But they did the opposite.
She left. I was like, oh yeah, Megan, I don't know if this like compares to Megan, whatever. Hoping they'd be like, oh, it'd be such a good idea to bring Megan back. You know what I mean?
Did you have an idea then that they might, or were you just hoping?
No, like, well, like, for like the first week or so, I was like, okay, hopefully. Then I actually didn't expect her to come back in cast that, but then I suppose like there was 2 weeks left when she came back. So at that stage, I was like, there's no way, like, I'm just gonna have to see her on the outside. So then she came back and I was like, this is fucking mad. The producers are really listening. Like.
How much notice did you have of going back in?
Less than 24 hours.
What?
Yeah, it was so fucked. I was on the way to an event with Alima and Emily, like, we were in the car, and one of the producers rings me and he's like, how are you? I was like, what are you ringing me for? And he was like, can you fly tonight? I was like, what? I was like, how long have I got to decide? Like, I don't know if I want to go back in. Like,
oh my God.
Because obviously it was so close to the end and like he looked happy as ever. So I was like, yeah. But I had an hour to decide, but obviously I was going to an event. So I was like, I rang my manager. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll do it. Like, never asked people to go back. So I was like, I may as well. And then they booked the wrong flight that night. So I ended up flying the next morning and then going in that night. Like,
oh my God. Mad. So what was that feeling like going in for the second time? Was it different?
It was so weird.
More nerve-wracking or no?
Not even, like, because I knew what to expect.
Yeah,
like, I knew how everything worked. It was more the sense of, like, the vibe of the villa was so different, because when I was in there, it was, like, obviously fresh and everyone was, like, wife-swapping and it was, like,
such a funny time. Like, it was at the start, everyone, hilarious. You'd, like, I'd be talking to Megan, like, for, like, 2 seconds. Someone would be like, sorry, Connor, can I actually put you for a chat? So then Megan would just be sitting there. And then sometimes, like, not her, but, like, she'd be like, actually, can I take him back? And it was just like...
Yeah, oh, my God. It was so nuts. Funny.
You have
so
to do it.
I loved it. Like, it was so fun. Honestly. Like, even to just sit back and watch everything just go, yeah, it's so fun.
I used to love it. It was like watching the show in real life.
In real life.
But, like, obviously, when I came back, it was very much coupley. So, like, in a sense of, like, say if you got called to the beach, or I was left there on my own, I didn't want to tour wheel with anyone, so I just kind of had to sit there.
Yeah, just look at the sky.
Like, but it was so coupley.
Try guess what time it is.
Looking at the sun.
Connor, you said before that you go for girls like your mom. Do you regret saying that on TV?
I didn't
hear you say that.
Yeah, I don't remember saying that, but I've heard that said. Yeah, you said that to me. Yeah, obviously not looking like my mom, you know what I mean? With similar qualities to my mother.
Traits. Yeah.
Say that about women as well, that they like kind of go for somebody like their dad.
They do say that.
Yeah, so no, it's just, I feel like... Yeah, I'm kind of on the spot here now, but I do. Kind, caring.
Yeah.
But just like, yeah, just like, just a nice person, like, really, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, so, like, I've obviously, being in the villa as well, like, you kind of see traits in girls that you probably wouldn't have seen before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because you're not spending that much time with anyone, really, like, you know what I mean? So you really know by the end of it what you want and what you don't want.
True.
Fast pace in there. Like,
you like people quicker.
Like, yeah.
Stage. It's like,
no, straight
even,
in. Like,
even in my case, like, obviously, I was in a couple with Shakira and, like, it was going well. Well, it wasn't going well, but, like, I liked her. And then she was like, okay, let's step away. Then Megan came in, like, 30 minutes later, and next thing I'm just with Megan. Yeah. So it's like you're going in one relationship to the other one with no time being single.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy, like that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Obviously it worked out, but like it's just mad, like, to have to do that. You'd never have, like, normally you're at least single for at least a couple of weeks, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, true. It's so different to the real world, because that would just never happen.
And I always used to watch it, like, and be like, why are you crying over this person? You know them like a week, you know what I mean? But like you wake up, people ask you about them, then you're with them, then you have to talk about them, then you're sharing a bed with them, then you're making food with them, eating with them, then it's just like constant, like, so like after 3-4 days you're actually quite attached, like, it's mad.
It's like having multiple dates in one day. In first date you'd go for 3 hours or something, but like you're with them all day and sharing a bed
and you're sleeping together, which
that's
is nuts.
That's different as well.
What
like moment in there felt most dramatic to be in it? Because I know one's watching, like, I don't know, would stand out, but like to be there, that felt like tense or like shook.
I know mine anyway.
I think
when Blue and Shay had to decide.
Oh, that was horrible.
That was the craziest.
Really?
So like that was, I think that went on for like nearly an hour, 45 minutes. But I don't know. I haven't watched it back, but I think it was only shown for like five. So basically, two of them didn't get coupled up with, and someone was like, or sorry, they were like, guys, you're going to have to decide between yourselves who goes home. And she had only been there like 3 days. So they both had to walk away and be like, no, I want to stay because of this, or I want to stay because of this. And I was just like, I'd be too embarrassed. I'd just leave. Like,
yeah, let's just go.
And then basically they both said having a go with each other. Then Blue was like, let's just wrestle.
He's so funny.
She's 6'5". I was like, you sure you can do that? And then
surely the producers would have to step in.
They did. They were like, Blue, shut up.
But then nothing
was coming to a decision. So we were just like, look, we'll just go around in the couples and see.
Oh, that's how you then decided.
And we just had to do that. Yeah. But like, they had to like plead their case and what. I was like, oh my God.
Yeah, it was so awkward.
Yeah. So would I. Yeah. That was the most dramatic. It was the most savage, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Other than you going.
And then the dumpings as well, like when you have to pick people, like how does that feel?
I think this year only a couple of people got to choose.
They went off on like groups and stuff.
Yeah, which is mad. I wasn't involved in any, well, I got saved in one of them. When like Ty and Shakira had to save. So like that was mad because if anyone else had that choice, like we would have been gone because it was me. I was with Emma. And like we were by far the least compatible. I've never argued with someone so much in my life. She's actually funny. Love Emma. Like she's hilarious, but like she loves to argue. Like, and I don't.
Yeah.
But like even when we were standing at the fire pit, like, and they were deciding, we had an argument in front of everyone.
While you think standing.
Stop, not in front of everyone. She was like, no. I was just like, all right, come on, let's go. So come on.
The recoupling and like fire pit situation, do they go on for hours? Do they?
Yeah.
You only get shown like...
What's the longest? Probably like 2 hours.
Well, see, like initially you'll get a text being like, can everyone get around the fire pit? So everyone will walk to the fire pit. Then they'll be like, they pull us into the seating arrangement they want us. And then they're like, okay, walk back to where you were. We'll send the text again. And then go in and sit in that seating arrangement. So it looks like we all know where we're meant to sit.
I always wondered that.
And then like one by one, so they'd be like, Ellie, on my cue, please stand up. Like, and then you have to wait to like do your speech, and they'll tell you like.
You have to redo the speech sometimes.
Sometimes they're like, can you include more of this, or can you talk a bit more about this?
Oh.
Yeah, because some people just make a balls of it.
And that's why it's not even like my first
one. I was so nervous, like, because like we got a text from today being like, recoupling tonight. So we have a phone which like you can type text in, but like you can't send it to anyone.
Can't send it.
So I was writing my speech down and trying to learn it and everything like that, and then. Obviously, when you stand up, everyone in the villa is looking at you. The girl you want to couple up with is looking at you, talking about them.
It's so
you know
awkward.
You're on TV, and you're just like, I want to couple up with this girl because she's hot and
she's nice.
So it's mad. But the texts as well, like in between the texts, there's like a 5-6 minute wait. So like, you know, when the texts come, it's just like this. Like someone's been dumped from the villa, and then
there's 5 or 6 minutes.
Then you get the next text, and it's just like,
are you allowed to speak in between?
No, silence. So everyone just
horrible.
That's when they get
the shots of all of us staring at the fire pit because like we're just nothing else to do.
Like when I got dumped the first time, like there's so many people to me like that.
Because you're like, I'm so bored.
Oh, the kid's thing looked like he's in Series D flat, like he's just bored.
Just watching bugs fly into the fire pit.
Yeah. Trying to have a little nap in between. Is there anyone in the villa that you think now are like your friends for life, or like just like your girls or your boys since coming out?
You have a few.
Yeah. I got on quite well with a lot of people in there, too. Yeah. Obviously, got Meg and Helena.
Mm-hmm.
Quite good friends with Shakira, Alima, and Emily as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we all got on. Like, just, well, I say we all got on. I got on really well with everybody.
This year was so much drama, I feel like, with girls.
Yeah.
More than I've ever seen. I just think, like, I feel like maybe the men's selection wasn't, there should have been better men. Maybe that, and there was less men to fight over. I think when you compare the amount of unreal girls to the men, like the bombshell men and stuff.
We said this in there, though, as well, like, like when I came back, we had a big chat about it because I was like, no wonder like there was so much drama between everyone because of the boys. Yeah. Like the girls that came in are literally like Victoria's Secret models. And then some of the boys, like they're all lovely boys, but I was like,
Did it really match?
So blink, then everyone's, everyone's fighting for the same people yeah. then. No wonder yeah, exactly. Harry was in 70 triangles like. Honestly. What about you, Connor, for friend was? Your besties.
Honestly, I think if you ask anyone in there, more than most, I think I was someone who was like friends with everyone.
Yeah.
And it can be a bad thing sometimes because like you don't want to just be friends, but like it's genuinely just my personality. Yeah. I think obviously.
It's just the Irish.
Yeah. I think exactly. Yappers, yeah. Like,
I loved all the Irish this year. Being
yeah.
Here.
So I was with, no, yeah, you can't. But so I was with, obviously, I was with Harry and Dee for like, 8 weeks.
Of course.
So naturally, like, and we all like, we're into sports, like, naturally, we have similar banter and stuff like that. Obviously, the boys did their thing. They were like really close, the two of them. But like, I did look at them sort of like my older brothers for a lot of the time. Then, obviously, when Harrison came in, like, we were very similar, like, just like, I was at the time, it was like Harry and Dee were all my brothers, my older brothers. Harrison was like my twin. Tommy and Ben were like my younger brothers.
Aww.
But, then a bit of shit happened, obviously, the Love Island, so like you don't, you're not all as close.
No.
But then obviously the Casa Boys came in, and then the Casa Boys, like me and the Casa Boys just clicked, like me, Jamie, Cash, Ty, and even Boris, like, you know what I mean? Boris was the funniest man I've ever met in my life. Yeah. Boris is hilarious. He just didn't give a shit about anything. Like,
yeah.
He was just there for a laugh. So genuinely, he actually was, like, to be honest. But yeah, obviously the guys who I've met up with since, like I've met up with, obviously Ben was at EP.
Yes. Yeah,
so yeah. Like, and even at that, like just like so, doing something like that with him, I'm just like,
it's nice, locked
in now.
Outside.
Yeah, we're locked in now. Like we're friends. Like.
Yeah.
And then obviously Jamie and Cash and stuff like that. I went to Carnival in London with them. Mm-hmm. Like so. Still, I hope to meet more of the lads, like, you know, but everyone's so busy, man.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't live in London, it's tough because they'll all come to London to do things. So, like, but like, you only see someone when you're in London to do something.
Or an event.
Yeah.
And then for you too, like, what's it like being a couple outside the villa compared to being in there? Like, you get to go on actual dates now.
Yeah.
Do what you want to do.
You must feel some sort of pressure if you actually just do want, like, a date night along, just feel like, eyes are on you. Like,
yeah. How's that been?
Now it's obviously quite hot, like, as in, even when we're walking here, like, the postman got a selfie.
Oh, stop!
It's always the fellas are like, yeah. Wow, my missus will kill me.
Yeah,
but I'm like, yeah. I'm watching.
She was,
like,
I know you were there every night.
He was dragging her down. But, I suppose more pressure, I think, to, like, show people what you're getting up to stuff. Because like people are like people watch you for 8 weeks, so they're invested. They don't want to just stop after 8 weeks.
No.
Like they want so they want to keep it going. So sometimes I find like, I think it's probably more natural for Megan, but for me, like I was just playing rugby, I wasn't doing all like the content and stuff like that. So doing it all is a bit more like, it's a bit
different.
It's kind of unnatural, like, you know what I mean? So getting used to it and stuff. But I know guys who have been worse than me and like are flying now, like, you know what I mean? So I know, like, oh man, I have her anyway, just as my coach, like, so.
Do it the whole time.
Get the angles right.
See, it's fine. We were talking to, we had Dami on before, and he was saying that, like, if he doesn't post India for a certain amount of time, people are like, where is
it?
And you're still together, like, straight away.
That's the thing, like, it's actually kind of scary because I think of Anne, like, it's easier to be in a relationship outside of the villa because it's a lot more chilled out, like, do you know what I mean? You're not getting, like, pushed to, like, oh, go have this, like, conversation that you couldn't be asked to have, like, so it's like a lot more natural. But then, like, even coming here, like, people are like, when are you seeing Connor? Like, oh, what's going on? Why did I post him? I'm like, he's in Dublin.
They
like,
want you to be like, on his lips the whole time.
Yeah. Like, oh, when are we getting this? I'm like,
it's been 4 weeks.
You know what I mean? Yeah. No, but I do get it because, like, they are so invested.
Of course.
Like, and they're, like, they're really lovely. They're from, like, a nice place.
I think I get a lot of crossover from, like, I don't think I'd have as many crazy fans and or like supporters if it wasn't for her, because like I feel like they get infatuated with the girls and they're like, you know, they're watching the girls. It's not so much guys who are like sitting down like blowing my phone up and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, so all her, the people who follow her now looking at me now, so I'm getting it now as well. Yeah. So thanks for that.
And people love love, I feel like, as well.
Yeah.
They love a couple. Yeah. Like, yeah. So the first day that you didn't spend like fully together, was that weird being apart?
Yeah.
Obviously he's living in different countries at the time, being after the villa. Yeah.
When was that? It was like the day we came back, I went to Limerick.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like that was less bad because like we're seeing our family and all, but like after you came back to the UK with me and then went back here.
Yeah, we lived with each other for like 2 weeks in the UK.
In my little box room. It was so cute. But that felt weird.
Yeah, like when I was at EP and stuff like
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Megan, you're based in London, aren't you?
Brighton.
And you're Limerick, Connor.
I live in Dublin. I've been living in Dublin for the last 2 years in Temple Oak. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
you literally
live. I know.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't believe that.
Yeah.
What the hell?
London in the future or?
I wanted to move before Love Island. I wanted to leave Dublin anyway. Yeah, it wasn't
why
like.
Did you leave lovely Limerick?
I just had to. I was playing at Munster for a while, and then I didn't get a contract like renewed. So I was like, I can't like watch the boys like all the time. You know what I mean? I was like, I need to get out of here. So So then I left. But yeah, no, London. I think I was actually born in London, so I've lived like So I lived there for a few years. So my mom has loads of friends there and my cousin's there and my dad lives there. So yeah, it's probably something that we are looking at, but there's so much things going on at the moment.
Yeah,
it's more
so
in the background.
Yeah.
But we need to actually start looking because it'll, it's one of those things where people are like, we'll keep doing it.
Yeah. Connor, am I right saying that you didn't like playing rugby? You say on Ireland AM, like you didn't see it as a long-term career.
Yeah,
like,
no.
So you didn't love it.
It was more so like like since I was like probably like 4 or 5, all I wanted to do was play professional rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And then luckily enough, like it's just me, I just grew up with just me and my mom in the house.
Yeah.
Funny enough, she's actually huge into rugby. So she like she brought me to my first game, I think, when I was just like under her jacket, like, you know what I mean? So then when I was like 15, I think it just got really serious. Like, so you're missing out on like Christmases, summers and stuff like that.
Your friends
like,
stuff.
Yeah, like, and then I was always a bit of like a social butterfly. I like going out and stuff and I have so much other interests. And like to really make it like in rugby, it needs to be the only thing.
I'd say you have to give them a lot to be.
Like, yeah, it needs to be like the be all and end all. Like, and it wasn't for me. So like I wasn't getting picked for a few years and I was just like, it's a lot. Like you're missing out on so much. You're not playing. So
what's the point? Nearly.
Yeah. So when I didn't get a contract, I was like, rather than trying to play professional rugby again, I'll just move to Dublin and do something else. Like,
So what were you doing before you went into the Ireland Villa?
So I didn't get a. So
were you still playing rugby then?
Yeah, I was playing with Terran Yorra. I was just playing.
Why you're in Tepe,
yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was just playing amateur rugby, like, just for a bit of crack, like. But when I left, I didn't know, like. All I'd done is rugby. Like, I was a messer in school. I didn't study or anything like that. So, like,
that's all you knew then.
Yeah, because I knew I was going to play professional rugby. But my mother made me do a degree in exercise and health fitness. So, So I had that. Don't know how I did that now, to be honest. Like, I don't know. I actually didn't really do it. But, so then I actually, they were like, Terry and Yor were like, do you want to get a job? And I was like, yeah. And they were like, what do you want to work as? And I was like, I don't know. Like, what do you think I should work as? And they were just like, So they were like, they were just like, look, we can give you a hand, like chatting to a few people, whatever. Yeah. So they're like, you're good at chatting. So just maybe tech sales or something like that. So I was in a tech sales job for 6 months, which was mad because I was going from like being on like the pitch every day, whatever, like gym, whatever, and just, I was just selling phone systems. Like, and I was just like, this is crazy. Like, this isn't me. So I got fired from that after 6 months. And then I did some personal training because I had the degree in exercise. Exercise and health fitness. And then in January this year, I went back into the Irish Sevens team. So it's the team. I played on the team with Greg as well, who was on the bottom before. So that's unreal because you go around the world. Like, we were in, like, when I came back from January to May, we were in like Vancouver, Hong Kong, Singapore, LA, and then I went to the Villa. So it's been a great year.
I know. So where does the next few months or years, what does it look like for you and where?
I've just been talking for the last 10 minutes.
I wish I knew. I actually don't know. I feel like I'm going with the flow. Take me as it comes. Like, I don't know what I need to do every day until like I look at my phone and like probably should
your
do
your calendar.
That.
Yeah.
Oh, he was like, get a good calendar. No, you're so unorganized.
Yeah, because she is like,
I'm just trying to remember things. Like,
How do you find that, like, coming out and having to do like content straight away?
It's mad.
Sending like stuff for like approval, like all that.
All the girls.
You're an influencer.
You're ready made.
They say like, oh no, you get a choice and all, like, but it's kind of expected. Do you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. Like, I think it's fun.
Great, yeah.
It's great. Like, it's so much fun. But where I had management going in the second time, because I had signed when I came out the first time. And then, so the minute I came out, I had like a load of things lined up and I was like, on the floor, rocking back and forth. Like, so when we got back to the UK, what was I like? I was like a headless chicken running around. Yeah, I was like, what do I do? I don't know what's going on.
You're like me now.
Like,
it's hard.
But no, I'm kind of like calming down with it now, but it is just fun. Like, do you
yeah,
know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I love like fashion, beauty, and all that anyway. Anyway, so I'm like, so you're it's like Christmas every day.
Love, yeah, yeah, getting your packages and all.
Yeah.
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 Oh, I love that for you. Skies, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks,
Anything Ellie. Else you want to plug or say or give your handles maybe?
Shout out your. Sis, your friend's sister.
Oh, oh, my friend's sister's obsessed with you guys. Name is Arwen. And
what's
she's
your name?
Going. Arwen.
Arwen, hi.
She's
going to
be on RTE with our Nafina club. So she's big out there, girls.
Oh, my
watch
God. I love the name. Gorgeous.
Good on you for
that's
Arwen.
Name,
I
love
you.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's chuffed with that.
Oh, my God.
She's so cute.
And then your social handles are just your names.
Yeah.
CPZ.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming on, Tom, a drink.
Thank you. Thanks for having us, guys.
Thank you. So Red Flag Radar is a segment we do every week where we get multiple red flags sent in. We pick three and we decide if they're red or if you're being a bit harsh and they're actually green or pink.
Sometimes it can be a bit colourblind and we meet in the middle.
We've been very cutthroat lately, I feel like.
We actually have.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have been fully bright red.
Last week was red, red, red. First one is, he's 31 but still only communicates on Snapchat.
Red.
Reds.
I'm allergic to Snapchat.
Same.
I had it for a while, but it was only to watch like the girls'
stories. Yeah, I don't even have the app on my phone anymore.
I have the app, but I don't log in.
Don't go on to it. Yeah, no. Yeah.
Literally, I used to have it for that. Yeah, I think no. I think Snapchat is that one app that like there needs to be like an age where you say
a limit. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You need to say okay. Hang on a minute.
Do you think? I feel like there is a like. A group, there's a generation where like that's still their main form of contact. I think it's like a bit younger than me maybe. So I think that's the era. But I think 31, is that not like not really close to that era? Like
definitely not. And I feel like for that age, 31, I don't know why, but something about Snapchat, the one thing that comes into my head is
seedy.
Yeah, it's disappearing messages.
Mm.
How can you keep up with your friends if I can't see their last message?
And you never have any well, you can save some, but if you want, but like you wouldn't be saving them all.
No, yeah, I'm not a Snapchat head at all.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying red. 31 is a bit hairy now for
yeah.
Only communicate, man.
Especially if he's telling you, sorry, I can't text you somewhere else. I have to communicate on that. That's red.
Red. The next one we have then is every moment of his week is planned around the gym. He can't go off plan to just enjoy an evening with me. See, you can look at this two ways.
Mm.
Like, this could be green because he's very determined and
dedicated.
Yeah. We love a dedicated man. He's like, he has ambitions and goals. And also, like, I wouldn't want someone like, I want to be your plan. You don't snap me into your plan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There's a difference there.
I wonder, is it like, she says enjoy an evening. Is that like his food? He can't like go for a date night or is it just to see her?
Can't go off plan.
Yeah.
There's usually build and stuff.
Yeah. But I feel like if he's in a phase where it's like, you know, people do photo shoots and stuff.
Yeah, yeah,
if there's a few weeks of that, I can deal with it. Because I'm like, right. But if this is like an every 52 weeks of the year thing, you can take a day off. Your gains aren't going to shrink. I think that's like low-key. Some men are low-key like addicted to the gym and it's toxic. Like for a woman, I feel like there can be like toxic relationships with food or like things like that. But for men, it's like this over fixation on like I can't miss one day. Like that's not good either.
No,
you need balance. I think
this is circumstantial.
Yeah. Is it just a short period of time?
If it's short period, okay, I can deal with it.
Yeah.
Like Char said, if he's doing this 52 weeks of the year.
Yeah. Then it's like, well, am I just a pen pal?
Yeah. No. Like I said, you need to be the plan, not slotted into his plan.
Yeah. Yeah. It's nice for him to have his own life too, but like it doesn't need to be every single, surely every day. Still messages his ex on her birthday every year.
Red, 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 luminous red.
Oh, what if they're still on good terms?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, is he trying to, yeah, true, actually, I was blind there for a second.
Are you mad?
I was blind, but now I see.
Surely he fell asleep there for a minute, literally.
What the fuck?
Yeah,
no, red.
He still messages his ex on her birthday every year.
It's like he's happy birthdaying himself back into her life or seeing if he's like, he can get back in.
We talked about that actually on an episode before and that was one of the things that you do to get back into someone's life is happy birthday.
It was just my birthday, guys. It was just my birthday.
Happy birthday, then back into your life. No.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever about if they're on good terms, but like that needs to get to a stage where you don't need to wish her happy birthday.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, if it was maybe the first year after they broke up.
Yeah.
Like, there still is the same friendship group and it might be just a little, reply to the story or I don't know.
Yeah.
there needs to be a stage. Like, you can't be married with kids.
Any sex in the ex.
Still texting the ex. On.
Yeah, it's a red flag. Sorry, guys. I led you astray at the beginning. I was like, oh, that's so nice. But then I think of being the new girl. Yeah, no, 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 no. Then we have Secrets in the Stall. So these are all sent in along with Red Flag Radar to our email address. It's homeidrink@goloudnow.com if you want to send yours in and get our advice, which is sometimes questionable. This says, why do some men, after spending a good 2 or 3 months getting close to you, decide to end things over text rather than have a proper conversation in person or even over the phone? Is this a lack of courage, emotional immaturity, or just a modern way of avoiding uncomfortable conversations? Would you consider a breakup text a form of ghosting or a different kind of cop-out? To give context, I was seeing this guy for 3 months, almost every weekend, sleeping together, and he told me he was looking for a relationship. Then he ghosted me for 2 or 3 days. When I finally texted to ask if anything was okay, he came out of the blue and ended things over text, saying he wasn't ready for a relationship. It took me a good 20 or 30 minutes to respond because it was a hard-hitting message. And when I went to reply, I realised he'd already blocked me. Why do some men think this is okay? Is this just emotional cowardice? I like that word. An easy cop-out. Or has modern dating made ghosting and breakups by text acceptable behaviour?
I think I just see that as the easy way out.
I think when you're seeing someone, oh, it's hard. I've done that. I've done things over text. Sometimes it's like you just don't want to, like, it is kind of a, it is a cop out. I definitely did cop out. I'll admit that. But like, this was not people I was with, but people I was be seeing.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I've been on the other end of it as well.
Yeah. But sometimes I feel like it's in the long run doing you a favour.
Yeah.
Because if you see, isn't it like.
Yeah, I feel like when you look back at those situations in the books, you feel like, oh my, and you didn't even have the decency to say it to my face. But then it's like, actually, do you know what? Thanks.
Yeah. Like, I didn't have to think, see it again and go through that.
Only prolonging it then, I feel like, because like in the moment you do want to be like, and you could have just met me or whatever. But when you look back at it, that was just prolonging.
The hurt.
Prolonging the hurt because you probably just wanted to hold on that for that little bit extra.
Yeah.
And try and change their mind.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the thing. People have ended things with me. I've always been like, please. Oh, so I'm glad they've actually done me a favour of not doing that.
You only realise that when you're on the other side.
Yeah. It's for them, for someone texting. I've only ever done it once. It was literally, no, it wasn't even, I wouldn't even call it seeing. But like, it was just, I was like, not arsed to see the person. I didn't want to see him.
No. And I feel like somebody who does break up with you like this is not somebody, like, if that's not how you would have wanted to have been broken up with, that's not somebody who was meant to be in your life. Yeah.
No.
If he really knew you and he really, like, not that he doesn't respect you, but if he knew what you liked, he'd know how she'd appreciate if I actually say this to her face.
Yeah.
And the fact he didn't says it all.
Especially because he was getting serious. He wanted a relationship. And then ending it like that, I think for him, it's, like you said, he asked what it was. I think it's an easy cop out for him to just not see it.
It says more about him than it does you. Like, don't take it personally. I know it's really hard to, in the moment, not take it personally, but like, you will get to a stage where you look back and just go, actually, if you did me a favour, I'm seeing you anyway.
Yeah. I also don't think, I don't know if it's delulu to think, but I feel like sometimes if someone sees you again, they might not end up ending it. So then they're like, if I don't see her, I'll just, well, like, I'll be able to emotionally disconnect from the situation.
Yeah.
But that's what, that happens sometimes. That's like,
true. You can thank him, but also don't like him.
Yeah, it's shite. And I feel like as well with something that's gone on, like you said, 3 months, it's like you start to grieve all like the what ifs. And like,
yes.
Oh, we didn't get to do this. We were talking about this. Because I feel like at the start, when you meet someone, you make all these big plans.
Of course.
Like, you're talking about your future together. So you didn't get to do all that. So you're grieving what the dream he sold you. But I think take his actions as his feelings. It's his cop out. He just isn't in the right place to be with someone.
No.
And doesn't, he's not the person for you.
No.
So, yeah. And don't let it keep your walls up for other people, because people are nice.
Yeah, there are lovely people out there.
But some are fucking pets. guys, thanks so much for listening.
That's us this week,
folks. For this week. We are back on Monday for How My Drink Extra Juice. Is it spicy one? No.
No.
No. Spicy was last week.
Spicy.
So every first Monday every month, we have How My Drink Extra Spice. So we need spicy dilemmas for that for next month's one. But then normal dilemmas are just as well at homeydrink@goloudnow.com.
Yep.
Sorry, just homeidrink@goloudnow.com.
We'll try and help our best.
We'll try help. And try to tell you all the red flags.
Yay.
And we'll see you on Wednesday for another full episode, Thursday for a full video, and then Mondays are bonus episodes. We have live shows coming up as well.
Yay!
Woo!
Cork, yeah. Limerick, Galway, yes. Dublin. You can shop all the tickets through the link in our bio on Instagram. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we can't wait to see us. All these will be good ones. All I feel it in my bowls.
Places in the flesh.
Yes.
In your which?
Bowls, did I say? My bells. Feel it in my bones.
Feel it in my fingers. No, guys, we can't wait. And we'll see us all there. We'll see you in the flesh, live and direct. And we can't wait.
Can't wait.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.